you could change any choice you have ever made, would you? You can always make another choice and change the course of your success. Everyone has the potency to make inspired choices. Get ready to listen, share, and experience the creativity that is you. Now, here is the host of the Inspired Choices Show, business optimization expert, Christine McIver.
Welcome, my friends. Yes, I am Christine McIver, and I am the host of this show called Inspired Choices. It is all about choices to me and making inspired choices, something that really speaks to you from within, to me, are the best choices that we can make. But so many times we get caught up in making the right choice, making the proper choice, not making the wrong choice. And we forget about being inspired, following that spirit within you, the messaging that you are trying to give you, your spirit, your soul, your inner self, right? What really will speak to you and what will really contribute to you. So that's what Inspired Choices is about. And we are on the Inspired Choices Network. And yes, both of these are my creations. And I'm very, very proud to say that we, along with many of the hosts and the listeners and the guests, create content that does inspire, that does invite others to step into their life in a greater way, to give them hope, to give them new possibilities. So I'm Christine McIver. I'm a business optimization expert, and I am very, very positive minded. I am an optimist, and I love to see things be optimized. So if you are someone who is in business, if you're someone who desires to grow your business or even start a business, the content that I create will contribute to you. I'm very confident of that. And if you would ever like to reach out and connect with someone who not only supports people in business, but understands the psychology of a business owner, the psyche, the way that we oftentimes go into judging ourselves, doubting ourselves, pulling ourselves into so many directions that we are overwhelmed and distracted so that we can't actually succeed. If you are experiencing any of that, do reach out to me. That is something that I love to work with clients. I love teaching them about business and systems and simpler ways that they can do business so that they have more pleasure. But that also includes working with them with their psyche and where they get themselves stopped and where they get themselves stuck and believing that there is something wrong with them. There is nothing wrong with you. If you have something on your heart that you would like to do in business, and even if you haven't got it 100% figured out, but you know that there's something pulling on you, reach out to me. You can email me, Christine@inspiredchoices.ca. And I would love to have a conversation. Let's see if there's something that I can do to contribute to you and possibly to contribute to your business. So tonight, our business call tonight is named, Do They Know What You Do? Do they know what you do? And, you know, it's so funny when these shows kind of come to me and they really just land into my mind. And I know that they are divinely designed because it's funny how much I have experienced in my own life and in my own business that starts to come through that I can contribute to others. And this very title is something that a lot of people I know in business have struggled with and oftentimes continue to struggle with. So let me just read what we have for the show notes tonight. Pardon me. Do they, your prospective clients and customers, know what you do? Have you communicated your area of expertise enough? How do you know it's enough? Business owners, because they are in their business every day, believe all they talk about is what they do. How many of you feel like that's all you do? That's all you ever talk about, and people are sick and tired of hearing it. Yeah, many, many, many of you I know for sure. They post about their businesses. They've shared their area of expertise on podcasts and summits and networking events. So it must be enough, right? Wrong. It's not enough. So tonight, I want to invite you to open the communication channels 10 times more than you have ever done before. In doing so, we will elevate your business prospects and your profit targets. So there is an expectation. Someone in the chat room just posted, I guess there is an expectation that I know what I do. Yes, we have an expectation that we know what we do to a degree, but we do wane back and forth and we question, is this the right thing? Am I on the right path? You know, what if there's not a quote unquote fully laid out plan, a fully laid out map, but more like a map that unfolds as you move through your life, as you unfold into more and more of who you are. You're not the same person that you were 10 years ago. If you've been in business for greater than 10 years, you're absolutely not the same person. Your business is not the same business. If it is, it's probably dying or has died already. We have to continue to evolve. You're not the same person you were 5 years ago. And if in everything that has taken place in our world, and this is 2024, everything that has taken place in our world in the last 5 years, there is no way you're the same person that you were. You're no way are you the same business owner that you were. And no way is your business the same business that it was 5 years ago. What was going on in our world in 2019, as we all know, drastically changed. But here's the thing. You don't have to have a pandemic to change. You don't have to have a pandemic hit you for your business to change. You are changing. If you're listening to this show, if you listen to the shows here on Inspired Choices Network, you're someone that is constantly reaching for more, more of you, really doing a lot of your own personal development work, doing a lot of self-development. You're someone who reads books about how can I learn more? How can I be a better person? How can I be a better business person? How can I really evolve to the height of what I want to become? How can I become that person that leaves a legacy? How can I become that person that people want to speak to? You're the person that's always reaching out for more, to be more and do more. Well, if that is you, and I suspect it is, you're not the same person you were a week ago. Your business, as you change, your business changes. Your business is very attached to you. Now, we mess it up lots of times and we can become detached from our business and kind of leave it in the dust because without us, it's not going to continue to move. But when you understand that your business and you are both changing and evolving, you might be contracting, you might be expanding, you might be growing, you might be elevating, you might be confused, you might be completely stopped, but you're changing. You're always changing. That's the one thing that is steady is change, right? Everything is energy. And because everything is energy, because you are continuously, the cells of our body are changing all the time. Our mind is constantly going. And if it's not, then you're dead. So this conversation is for you. However, if you are still alive and in a body, you are changing all of the time. I really want you to get this. This is an important piece about tonight's show. You are always changing. Your business is always changing. Your relationship to and with your business is always changing. Your relationship with yourself is always changing. So as all of these changes are occurring, how present are you with these changes? First of all, ask yourself, how aware am I of all of these changes that are happening continuously? Right? Most of us, and I would say most entrepreneurs, don't realize that things are changing. They look at their bank account to gauge if there's change. That's the last thing that changes. The first thing that's changing is you, what's inside of you, what's inside of your heart, what's inside of your mind, what's inside of the choices that you are making, the thoughts that you are having, the conversations you're having with yourself, how you are judging yourself. Those things are the things that are changing. And I really do hope that those things are changing to contribute to you, not to be taking from you, right? We've had some fabulous shows go on today on the network, and I have the honor of producing the shows oftentimes. And today I was producing all the shows but one. And it was very interesting to hear the thread of the similarities of the messages coming through all the hosts today. And it's one of my pleasures to see the connection, and the other hosts don't know what each other is doing, but it's very interesting how we are so very, very connected to the world and those around us and to what is taking place. But what is really, really important is for you to understand that your connection to yourself is critical, and how you speak to yourself and the words that you were using. Dr. Dolores Fazzino was talking about the vibrant word power, I believe was her title. And it's so true. Those words are very, very critical, that what we are using has such a big impact. Well, if you are someone in your own business and you have self-doubt, Karen Leslie did a show not too long ago all about doubt, and it was excellent as well. If you are someone that has self-doubt, if you are an entrepreneur that doubts your abilities as an entrepreneur, the messages that you are sending out to the world are going to be layered, marinated in your self-doubt. Well, if you're someone that is in self-doubt, how much of what you do are you actually putting out to the world? If you have self-doubt, you're not. You're hiding. You're pulling back, or you're only doing the obligatory telling people what's going on. Most entrepreneurs, truly, as I said earlier in the show notes, most entrepreneurs believe that that's all they do, that that's all they talk about. Well, if you're talking about one person that you speak to, and you speak to them every day, and you're talking about your business, and you're telling them every single day what you're doing, which I know that you're not, but if that's what you were doing every single day for 365 days, then that person knows what you're doing. But is that the person that needs to hear you talk about what you do? Right? Who is it that needs to hear what you do? And are you really communicating what you do? Do they know deeply what your heart is? Do they know deeply what motivates you, what inspires you, why you do what you do? Are you posting some generic post? Are you just dropping things and kind of dropping them and leaving and not engaging, being open? When we engage with people, we start a relationship. We start a relationship that hopefully cultivates to something of trust. And then when we are sharing with them what we do, they're really listening to us. They're able to actually hear us. But when we are just posting and we're not communicating very, very often about what we're doing, they can't possibly know. It's not their fault. It's not your fault. Nobody's to blame. But if there is something that's not working, it requires you to dig even deeper and to understand that where we are today in 2024, so this is September the 11th, 2024, and a happy birthday to that very special person out there. But today, September the 11th, 2024, how many times we need to be sharing, then how many times people need to hear us share before they hear us clearly is more than 80 times. I'm talking about online, not talking to one specific person. So when you think about that, when you think about that someone needs to hear it that many times, let me ask you this question. Have you shared what you do on one platform only 80 times this month? Have you shared it 80 times this year? That might be actually a more accurate number for primarily entrepreneurs in today's society. There's lots of reasons why that's going on. We'll get into that more after our commercial break. So stick around. I want to really challenge you because I really want to see you survive your own self in not showing up. You can change this. It's a matter of choice and to be inspired to do so. So you're listening to Inspired Choices. I'm your host, Christine McIver. We're on the Inspired Choices Network. We'll be right back after this break.
Many of us make choices based on our past experiences or based on what others believe. What would our lives be like if we made our choices based on what we desire for our futures? When you join the Inspired Choices Show with business optimization expert Christine McIver, you'll be provoked to look at what is true and what you know, but may not choose, that requires your attention. Christine does not hold back. She brings all her expertise to every show. Are you ready to create and live the life you truly desire? Listen for Inspired Choices every Wednesday at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 7 p.m. Central, 6 p.m. Mountain, and 5 p.m. Pacific on InspiredChoicesNetwork.com. Are you a subject matter expert? Are you here to share your expertise with an audience waiting to hear from you in only the way you can deliver? Are you ready to have your voice amplified across the airwaves? Inspired Choices Network has a global radio platform streaming to millions of people across the world. Professionally produced and supported by an accomplished team every step of the way, you can broadcast from anywhere in the world, knowing your voice matters, and we ensure it is delivered with ease and efficiency. Eager to hear your message, the world awaits. Contact us today to become an Inspired Choices Network radio host. Email becomeahost@inspiredchoicesnetwork.com. This is the Inspired Choices Show with business optimization expert Christine McIver. To participate in the program, join our live studio audience in our chat room at inspiredchoicesnetwork.com. You can also make the choice to ask or comment by email by sending to christine@inspiredchoices.ca. Now, back to the program.
Yes, we're back. And if you're just joining, thank you for being here. And thank you for clicking that button. Whether you're listening live or to the replay, I really appreciate you being here. Tonight, we're talking about, do they know what you do? In our first segment, I really dove into talking about understanding that most of us don't really grasp the fact of how much we truly are changing on a daily basis and how much our business is changing. And then if that change is as much or even 10% of what I was communicating, you have to change how you are showing up and how you are communicating to people in the world, your prospective customers or clients. You have to, and you have to be sharing that again and again and again. So one of the things when I was listening to the commercial there is I was thinking about, you know, a lot of people that have had a show here on the network and on Inspired Choices Network have had their own radio show and or TV and podcast show. You know, a lot of them, when they first spoke with me about the idea, let's just change that word. When they first talked to me about the idea of having a show, one of the biggest things that they were concerned about is, would they have enough to say? Well, very quickly, when people start their show, it's quite funny. It's usually by the second show, if not the first, they run out of time before they run out of what they want to share. You see, when you show up, and this is what I have noticed, and I love doing the shows live, because when you show up live, you show up with a different energy. You show up with a different level of conviction, and it stretches you. It stretches you to really dig deep with what you have to share. And when you start opening that floodgate, what happens is you start to discover more and more of you that's in there to share with the world. And it's absolutely one of the most wonderful things for me to be able to witness. So many phenomenal shows. I mean, we've had well over 10,000 shows, and I have been part of probably 80% of those shows. And it's just so wonderful to see the evolution of people. But here's the thing. Here's the thing that I have noticed more and more and more, and it's not getting better. And this is 10 years of producing with people having a show, is people are really bad at asking people to connect with them. They're really bad at sharing what it is that they do. And when most people share what they do, they share such a generic title that it does not inspire people to connect. It does not paint the picture of what it is that they do, that they're inspired to do. It doesn't paint that picture. It doesn't share, like, as if you were sharing this idea that came to you, that just came to you just days ago, you know, when you first thought of your business and you got so excited and you were imagining what it would be like, and you were imagining what you would be doing, and you were imagining the response that you would get from people and what people would be saying to you and what they would be receiving and how much they would love it. Imagine, just imagine for a minute that someone had that energy, that you had that energy when you talked about what you do. Imagine if you had that energy. That energy, that excitement energy, that is such a magnet. People love to be inspired. People love joy. People are looking for it. They need it desperately, like they need oxygen. And when you are sharing what you do from that inspiration deep inside of you, from that inspiration that first sparked this idea of a business, when you're sharing from that space, oh my gosh, what comes from other people is they don't even know what you're talking about, but they're so drawn to you because of your energy, because of your excitement. And I don't mean like over the top screaming and yelling excitement. I mean that passion excitement that you can feel deep inside of you when you are sharing from that space. And what really made you take the leap to be an entrepreneur, what gave you the trust in yourself to say, I'm going to do this. I'm going to step out into the world. I'm going to show up in the world with everything that I've got. I'm going to cross my fingers. I'm going to cross my toes. And I am going to be what I know is possible, what is actually being communicated to me through my heart right now. I'm going to do that. When you choose to show up that way, they'll know what you do, because you will be sharing that with them from that level. You will be sharing with them something that is so important that you risked showing up publicly, that you risked showing up on video, that you risked maybe somebody laughing at you, maybe somebody saying you're not going to make any money. They will know when you have stepped out into the world and you have just shown up and being who you are, but you're bringing it with that energy and that conviction. They will listen and they will hear. But what I have witnessed, I've witnessed all of this on social media as well, but from my, you know, front seat that I have here on the network for 10 years of producing, is people talk. They use words to describe what they do, but there's not much excitement and passion behind it. And I get it. I get it. When you're in your own business, it can be a lot. You feel like, you know, you definitely are wearing many different hats. Maybe you know how to wear two of the five hats, but you don't have the skill set for the other three, and you feel like you're failing because of that. Or you don't have enough time, or you feel like you're not exactly sure what the right thing is to do, and so you're questioning yourself a great deal. We start our businesses from our heart, and then we jump into our heads. We leave our hearts in the dust, and that is what leaves people to not understanding who we are and what we do. That's just one of the biggest ways that I know is having a drawback for people to know what we do. Now, maybe you are someone that is doing lives, and maybe you are sharing a lot, but I want you to seriously think about someone who has never seen you before, has never heard you before, has never heard of the type of business that you do, the services or the products that you do. I want you to imagine that person sitting in front of you. And I want you to share what's in your heart that you know 100% can contribute to them. If you share that heart and soul and what really speaks to you, why you're doing what you're doing, you know, why I do what I do, let me tell you. Let me tell you, when I was a very young girl in grade school, a teacher made me feel like I was stupid and that I didn't matter and that I needed to be quiet. I had someone else in my life say to me, "Do you ever stop talking?" I went inside. I hid inside of my body and I tried to move through the world hiding. How many of you are actually hiding in your businesses? Right? So when I got to a point in my life and I started to have a little bit more self-confidence and I started to climb the corporate ladder, when that came crashing down, I felt so incredibly defeated, nearly like I bought the lie and it killed me. And luckily, I stayed in my body and I started to really look at what it is that I love to do. I wasn't looking outside at where's the jobs. I wasn't going to go back into the same industry that just about killed me. I looked inside of myself and I looked at what it was that I loved to do. And then I started to think about all of the people in the world that felt like I did, that went through what I did, that struggled in different areas of their life. And I knew that I had learned so many things that I could share. And then the same thing occurred as I started my business, as I started to grow my business. And I love to learn and I've always loved business. I always knew I wanted to be in my own business. As I continued to do that, I learned my brain. I have a real systems brain and I love to get things down pat and be able to, I play these games like how faster can I do it? How much faster? How much easier can I make this? And I knew that if I could share that with other people and I could show them the simplicity, that it would save them time, that it would save them the opportunity of spending years and years to learn about it like I did. I knew that I could do that and I was excited because I wanted to see people be more joyful. I wanted to see people be more prosperous. And that's what was on my heart. And when I first did my very first show, it was a radio show, it was a live radio show. When I first did my very first radio show, and I cried for the first 15 minutes for my show. I didn't have a clue what I was doing. I was overwhelmed. I was nervous. I was in gratitude. I was every feeling you could possibly imagine. And I didn't quit. God knows I wanted to quit in the first 10 seconds of that show, but I didn't quit. And as I learned how to become a better speaker, as I learned how to become better at hosting a show, I would hear other people and I would know they would be amazing for other people. I love to boost other people, to share other people. Oh my gosh, you should hear this person. She's amazing. This is what I learned. I do that all the time. So do all of us. We promote TV shows, movies. We promote restaurants. I love to promote brilliant people. And so as I started to talk to people and say, you would be amazing. You would be amazing to have a show. I wanted to support them and help them to bring their brilliance to the world because I knew what they had was something so precious that they could contribute to the world. That's why I do what I do. That's what lights me up when I see these things occurring. That brings me joy. It brings me joy and to be able to contribute to other people so that they have more joy in their life and that they bring more joy to the rest of the world. That's what we call impact. I didn't have it in my mind or in my heart to have impact the way that I do. That has been the biggest bonus over and above. But I still absolutely every single day need to tap into my heart and why I do what I do so that I can share this. So that I can share this with you, who's ever out there listening right now that needs to hear this. You can have what's on your heart, but you must share from your heart. How do they know what you do? Do you share it from your heart? Do you share your journey? Even if you've heard that journey, that story 100 times, I've probably told this story to you. I don't know how many times I've told this story. I know the two ladies that are in the chat room have heard this story before. I have probably told this story easily 100 times. Will this have been my last time? No, it won't be. Because it's important for people to understand clearly and deeply how important and how impactful what I do is. And they're only going to get it when they hear it from my heart. I hope you're understanding that what you do in your business needs to be shared from your heart, and it needs to be shared often, again and again and again, so that people have the opportunity to actually hear you. We are up to our next break of the show, so stick around. When we get back, we're going to dive even deeper into this. And I can't wait to hear your thoughts on this show. If you have a question, whether you're listening live or you're listening in the replay, send me an email, Christine@inspiredchoices.ca, or post the question where you're listening. I would love, love, love to hear it. So stick around. We'll be back right after this commercial break. Thanks, everybody.
Many of us make choices based on our past experiences or based on what others believe. What would our lives be like if we made our choices based on what we desire for our futures? When you join the Inspired Choices Show with business optimization expert Christine McIver, you'll be provoked to look at what is true and what you know but may not choose that requires your attention. Christine does not hold back. She brings all her expertise to every show. Are you ready to create and live the life you truly desire? Listen for Inspired Choices every Wednesday at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 7 p.m. Central, 6 p.m. Mountain, and 5 p.m. Pacific on InspiredChoicesNetwork.com.
How wonderful would it be to carry your favorite Inspired Choices Network host with you throughout your day? Well, now you can. Inspired Choices Network now has its very own mobile app. Our free app offers live streaming shows, along with thousands of podcasts and TV episodes. Our shows cover a wide variety of topics. Whether you're waking up with us, carrying us through the day, and taking us to bed with you, we're always here for you to enjoy. We're easy to find. Just search for Inspired Choices Network in the Apple App Store or Google Play Store.
This is the Inspired Choices Show with business optimization expert Christine McIver. To participate in the program, join our live studio audience in our chat room at InspiredChoicesNetwork.com. You can also make the choice to ask or comment by email by sending to Christine@InspiredChoices.ca. Now, back to the program.
Welcome back, everyone. Yes, I'm your host, Christine McIver. We're on the Inspired Choices Show on the Inspired Choices Network, our home station. So tonight we're talking about, do they know what you do? And this is, of course, from the perspective of being an entrepreneur. So if you're just joining, I really encourage you to go back and listen to the first segments of the show, because they all follow each other and they build on the previous, on each other. They build on each other going forward. It's been a bit of a long day, so stick with me. I'll stay awake, I promise. So we're talking about what do people actually know what you do? When we're thinking about prospective customers or prospective clients, do they know what you do? And as I said right from the very beginning, is most entrepreneurs believe that people know what they do. So let's get into a little bit of the technical. On average, most people, I'm going to say in their mid 40s and 50s, most of people that are business owners are on Facebook. That's their primary location, Facebook and LinkedIn. If you are on Facebook and that's your primary location that you are posting on, the odds of someone seeing what you post is so incredibly low. Like, I don't have the exact numbers on that, but one percentage I do know is you probably have a 2-4% chance of people seeing what you do. That's an incredibly low percentage, incredibly low. Now, you will interact with, let's say you interact with about an average of the same 40 to 50 people. Those are the people that are going to have a higher percentage of seeing what you do. You can actually, in the notifications, you can set it that you get notifications of one particular person or an individual. You get all their notifications of everything that they do. You can set that. That's setting a hell of a lot of notifications if you even do it for just 40 to 50 people. Let's say you're not doing that with anybody. The odds of you seeing other people's posts or people seeing yours is so incredibly low that it's honestly, it's like throwing money out the window, because your time is money. And it's incredibly important that you understand that deeply when you are educating people, when you are sharing what you are doing. Posting on Facebook it's really a shot in the dark. Now, unless you have extremely high engagement, and I would say on Facebook, extremely high engagement, you're looking at 50 to 100 people commenting on damn near every post you put out. I don't know too many people that have that level of engagement. So if you don't have that level of engagement, what do we do? Well, you have to pay attention to the changes that are happening in the platforms. So remember what I said earlier is that you're always changing and your businesses are always changing. So you communicating what you do in business is going to look different as you continue to evolve. And that's a good thing. As you up-level yourself, as you continue to do your personal development, your business is going to up-level with you as you do. And so when you're showing up online, you're going to be showing up differently. You want to be showing up differently and communicating the information about you and your business differently, uniquely, each and every time you feel an evolution and up level of who you are. So when you are communicating, and I'm going to stick with Facebook for now, when you are communicating on Facebook, you need to be more than just posting, is you need to be engaging. You need to be engaging in other people's posts. You need to be engaging in communities. This is part of your job. Social media for a business owner is not just about going through and liking the things that you like. This is part of your business. This is where your business future clients hang out. This is where your future client offers can be shared. But you need to be doing it from the space of engaging with people, the space of engaging in what's going on in their life. As you engage with other people's posts, the opportunity for them to see what you post increases. for instance, and I know I've checked this so many times, but if you go and say happy birthday to someone on their page when it's their birthday, and they respond back to you, thank you, Christine, right? Not just a like, but an actual engagement with you. And then you go back and you say, you're welcome. I really hope it was a great day. Guess whose posts you're going to start to see more of? And guess who's going to start to see more of your posts? It's very simple and it's absolutely true. So engagement is the key, not posting. When you're engaging with other people, they're going to be more apt to engage with you. They're going to be more open to engaging with you. And so when you begin to show up, you've been engaging with people and you begin to show up utilizing the new offers that are available on these different platforms, like stories, like reels, right? When you are engaged in what's going on in different communities, when you are responding to the requests from the community owners, when you are putting up videos, when you are sharing part of who you are in your life, not just your business, people start to feel like they can trust you. And then as you are sharing from your heart, that trust builds. It builds more and more, and then they begin to really hear you. Remember, the key to sharing is first, we need to engage and build a trusting relationship. Nobody is purchasing from you or engaging with you just when you put a post out there. I'm telling you, you have to have built a relationship first. And these platforms are all different. They all have different opportunities. They all have different ways that they have people connect. They all have different ways that the algorithms, push information out. Messaging with people is a fabulous way to learn more about them as well. You know, being in a networking community is paramount. You really do need to be in networking communities. And networking, when you think about a network, it's connections, right? Networks are connections. That's what this network is about connections. And that's what being in a networking community is all about. It's about connections. Well, even if you're not in a networking community today, you could start networking yourself as you interact with people online. You could ask them, hey, would you like to have a virtual coffee together and get to know each other a little bit better? I'd love to learn more about what you do. There's no promise of I'm going to buy from you, but hey, I'd love to get to know more about you. I'd love to share a little bit of what I do. Just a really casual conversation. And you can start to create those connections. Imagine if you were doing this with one person a day. One person a day you were having engagement with. And you were doing this 5 days a week. You would be looking at over 240 people that you would be creating more of a relationship with than you have now. That is what it's about. Business is very different, right? I was saying to the host when we had a meeting last week, we no longer just pull up the curtains and put out the open sign. People aren't just walking by our businesses and walking in. We're not posting in a newspaper and all the local people know that we've got a special on and they're all just going to walk in the door. No, it's more demanding today. It is. It's also more rewarding because we are showing up, being more of who we are and sharing from our heart. People are getting to know more of who we are. We are creating a more intimate community, but we have to show up first. And that's how they begin to know what you do. We are up to our last break of the show. that really flew the last half of this show. I can't believe it. But do come back. I want to share a little bit more with you. Again, I would love to hear your questions and your comments. If you're someone who is ready to step forward and really change your relationship with your business, I have a fabulous business optimization strategy package. It's a 6-month program where I work one-on-one with the business owners, and we go over every single solitary piece of your business to really create what's on your heart. And you know that you're going to get a heart leader in me when I work with you, and we're going to move your business in the direction, and I'm going to challenge you to really step up in your business even more so that we can have what it is that you desire. So again, reach out to me, Christine, at inspiredchoices.ca. Stick around, my friends. We'll be right back.
Many of us make choices based on our past experiences or based on what others believe. What would our lives be like if we made our choices based on what we desire for our futures? When you join the Inspired Choices Show with business optimization expert Christine McIver, you'll be provoked to look at what is true and what you know, but may not choose, that requires your attention. Christine does not hold back. She brings all her expertise to every show. Are you ready to create and live the life you truly desire? Listen for Inspired Choices every Wednesday at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 7 p.m. Central, 6 p.m. Mountain, and 5 p.m. Pacific on InspiredChoicesNetwork.com.
Are you a subject matter expert? Are you here to share your expertise with an audience waiting to hear from you in only the way you can deliver? Are you ready to have your voice amplified across the airwaves? Inspired Choices Network has a global radio platform streaming to millions of people across the world. Professionally produced and supported by an accomplished team every step of the way, you can broadcast from anywhere in the world, knowing your voice matters, and we ensure it is delivered with ease and efficiency. Eager to hear your message, the world awaits. Contact us today to become an Inspired Choices Network radio host. Email becomeahost@inspiredchoicesnetwork.com.
This is the Inspired Choices Show with business optimization expert Christine McIver. To participate in the program, join our live studio audience in our chat room at inspiredchoicesnetwork.com. You can also make the choice to ask or comment by email by sending to christine@inspiredchoices.ca. Now, back to the program.
I have a question for you, my friend. If you don't feel after listening to this show that people know what you do, that you haven't been really sharing from your heart and really stepping up your sharing game, let me ask you this question. Are you willing to really be seen? Are you willing to be that visible that so many people know you, that they start engaging with you on a level that you never even imagined? You see, what a lot of us do is we complain about the different platforms, we complain about the algorithms, we complain about how business is hard, and yet there's something inside of us that is blocking us showing up. And it's actually not only our desire, but our willingness. If you're not truly willing to be visible, if you're not truly willing to be seen and to be fully heard, how is this going to work? The energies will not match. You will not be heard. You will not be seen. So you might be doing the thing, whatever the thing is, and yet inside of you, you're petrified. Inside of you, you are stirring and just wishing for it to be over. You're criticizing yourself. You're hiding. You're making up excuses. How many times have you said one thing and did another? How many times has something gotten in the way? Look at that. That's an area of you that needs attention. That's an area of you that is blocking your desires to grow and prosper. If you're not willing to be visible, if you're not willing to be fully heard, you can be guaranteed you won't be. But you've got to really check in on you. Is there something that frightens you about being fully heard or fully seen? Is there something that you are worried about people judging you? They're going to judge you. 100% you're going to be judged. 100%. I think that was part of what was going on inside of me when I did my very first radio show, as I was petrified about people judging me. I can't say that it went away. Not completely. Of course, we all have that, what will people think? But I very quickly let that go. I allow it to leave because I'm in the dance with me. And when it becomes too much, it's time for me to do some healing work. It's time for me to do some more personal development work. I know that. Do you know that about yourself? Are you checking yourself? Are you checking in on yourself and how you're willing or not willing to show up in your world? What is your business asking for? Does your business desire to be visible? Does your business desire for you to be on a global platform to be discovered so that your business can be elevated? Have you ever imagined speaking to your business? You can. It's absolutely fantastic. And your business is here to contribute to you. Have you ever thought about having a global radio and TV show and a podcast? Have you ever thought about being on so many platforms that you can't even remember them all? Are you willing to do that? There are lots of people I have conversations with, and I've discovered recently that's one of the reasons that they don't step up, because it's overwhelming to imagine that they are going to be present on so many platforms. I think, why not? I think we should be working on getting rid of the worry what other people think, working on that possibly daily until we allow it to leave, because our dreams and what's on our heart is more important and draws us into our lives and our businesses more than worrying about what everybody else thinks. Here's something I'm sure you've heard before, but while you're worrying about what they're going to say about you, they're worrying about what somebody's going to say about them. Nobody has enough time to be worrying about what everybody else is doing. And honestly, there's delete buttons everywhere. You can eliminate people. You can block people if people are being unkind and rude. I know they're out there. But you know what? When you are leading from your heart and you are truly stepping into what's important to you in the world, they will get bored with you eventually. You know, like my mom always said, pay them no mind. Just keep going. Just keep going. My friends, this is so important that we engage with our dreams. We engage and connect with our hearts so that when we do show up, people start to truly hear us and they do begin to really know what we do. I'm so grateful for all of you being here, for all of you engaging. Thank you so, so very, very much. Again, contact me, Christine, at inspiredchoices.ca. Let's have a conversation and let's really look at what it is that's holding you back from really having that business of yours evolve and up-level into your dreams. Let's connect. Let's change the world, because, you know, when somebody is operating from their heart, they are changing the world. The world requires us all to be operating from our heart so that each of us are bringing our goods to the table to create the world that we know is absolutely possible. There's been so many people come before us that have sacrificed so much for us to have this opportunity. And there are people waiting in the wings to come forward, young children who want us to pave the way so they can have a greater life. You have the ability to do this. Connect with me. Let's have a conversation. Let's look at how we can change first your world and then contribute to the rest of the world. Thank you so much for being here. Again, Christine at inspiredchoices.ca. Do connect next week. I will have another show where I will be challenging you hopefully inspiring you and stretching you into greater future than you've ever had before.
Thank you for choosing to listen to Inspired Choices Show. Christine McIver will return next Wednesday at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 7 p.m. Central, 6 p.m. Mountain, and 5 p.m. Pacific on InspiredChoicesNetwork.com. We hope you'll join us. Until then, be willing to choose what you really desire. This is your life, making the choices that bring you all that you desire.